Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Airplanes always seem like they're either too hot or too cold. And it's not just passengers who are complaining. The Association of Flight Attendants is a labor union representing about 50,000 cabin crew members on U.S. airlines. They're asking the Department of Transportation to set standards for cabin temperatures. The association's president says this is an issue of safety, health, and security. The group is giving flight attendants thermometers to carry. They've also created a free app called Too Hot, Too Cold. It records data about the flight and lets passengers report uncomfortable temperatures. An airline lobbying group says new laws are unnecessary because temperatures are adjusted on a case-by-case basis. Today, there's just one regulation about plane temperature. The cabin has to be within 5 degrees of the cockpit. There's no minimum or maximum. Mechanics, airports, and manufacturers all say an acceptable onboard temperature is 65 to 75 degrees. 85 degrees is considered okay if all the entertainment screens are on. The DOT has received the union's petition and is considering it. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, KFC has a new Colonel Sanders.
That's right, Kristen. KFC's latest Colonel Sanders is Jason Alexander, the actor and comedian best known for playing George Costanza on the hit show Seinfeld. Alexander will help promote the chain's $20 fill-ups, which include 4 different varieties of chicken buckets. Zillow sells homes online and is now moving beyond real estate listings. The company has acquired Mortgage Lenders of America, so potential homebuyers could get mortgages from the same site. T-Mobile is out with a cheaper unlimited phone plan for what it calls the essentials. We're talking unlimited talk, text, and data plan for $30 per line for a family of 4.
Okay, sounds good. So what's the catch?
Kristen, there's always a catch. In this case, the quality won't be the best. This as the company tries to convince U.S. regulators that the market will remain competitive even if given the green light to acquire Sprint.
Good to know. Thanks, Nicole. Chicago is still reeling following one of their most violent weekends of the year. At least 66 people were shot, leaving 12 dead, the youngest being just 11 years old. Early Sunday morning, there were 10 incidents in which 30 people were shot, 2 of which died, all in a 3-hour span. Superintendent Eddie T. Johnson said the shootings are not random. They're fueled by gang conflicts. And the FDA has issued a worldwide recall of a common blood pressure medication. Valsartan is a prescription that the FDA now says contains a cancer-causing chemical that's toxic to the liver and other organs. The global recall includes Valsartan from 13 manufacturers. For a full list, visit our Facebook page. And the World Dog Surfing Championship just took place in California, where man's best friend got to hang 10. Check out these 4-legged cuties carving waves in the San Francisco Bay Area. A portion of the proceeds went to dog-related nonprofits. Our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation dishes up the hottest celebrity news. Headcrack, I hear Cardi B is hanging out with a new crew.
That's right, Kristen. Cardi B is the latest Kardashian victim. Cardi posted a pic of her, Chris, and Kim saying she's officially a part of the Rich People Club. Kim invited her to hang out for a late-night party at a mansion, even giving Cardi a tour. Hey, Cardi, have you seen the movie Get Out? Oops, Britney Spears did it again. Halfway through her performance at Brighton Pride Festival, Britney had a little amnesia. She turned to her dancers and asked, "Where are we?" After telling her, she shouted, "What's up, Brighton Pride?" and continued to rock out and drive her fans crazy. And finally, Ludacris was a blessing to an Atlanta woman. While shopping at Whole Foods, Gwen Jaramillo came up short at the register. As she began to take things off the belt, an unknown man stepped in and paid her bill. Now, after thanking Luda, he said his name was Chris and he's just a guy. On that note, I'm headed to Whole Foods. Anyway, that's this week's dish. Until next time, Kristen, see you later.
That was such a kind thing for Ludacris to do. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. A lawsuit was recently filed against a nursing home in Roseville, California, claiming they were purposely understaffing to save money. This is one of at least 15 class action lawsuits against nursing homes in the Golden State alone for alleged elder abuse. So with us today to talk about this is attorney and legal analyst Annalise Goetz. Annalise, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
The thought of our loved ones not being properly cared for, especially in a place that's supposed to keep them safe, is heartbreaking. What can we do to protect them?
First of all, be present and be an advocate. Go and visit your loved ones in the nursing facility. This is a very vulnerable aspect of our society, very vulnerable population of our society.
Yeah.
They count on the nursing homes for their food, for their care, for their medicine. So if you are in there, you create that accountability and you create that safe environment for them to be honest with you if something's going on. The second thing you should do is arm yourself with the Residents' Bill of Rights. In our country and in every single state, we have protections built in for residents of long-term care facilities. Use as a checklist.
Yeah.
Print out that the Residents' Bill of Rights and say, are all of these things happening for my loved one? And if not, it's a very empowering thing to go in armed with a document and say, you are falling short in this regard.
So if you suspect abuse, do you go straight to the nursing home or is that when you go to the cops?
Elder abuse is the same thing as child abuse. It's a crime and it needs to be reported. You need to be an advocate for your loved ones. Think about how much our parents have done for us. You have to return the favor when they get older.
It's so important to know your rights, Annalise. Thank you. All right, what if the name of the place you lived was changed by Google? The New York Times reports that a growing number of cities have found Google Maps has changed the names of neighborhoods or invented new ones. For about 170 years, a popular neighborhood in San Francisco was called either Rincon Hill, South Beach, or South of Market. Then a community group asked Google Maps to label the area the East Cut. Once the name was on Google, it started appearing in real estate listings and punchlines. An Uber employee said, "The East Cut sounds like a $17 sandwich." Other cities have experienced the renaming as well. In New York, Google introduced the term RAMBO, an acronym for Right Around the Manhattan Bridge Overpass. For years, Detroiters knew an area by the Southfield Freeway as Fiskhorn, but now it's on Google Maps as Fishcorn. A city planner told the Metro Times he had traced the name to an old city map with a typo. Thanks to a lack of spell checking, Fishcorn was born. Google declined to comment for the article. All right, now to a shocking story. Princess Diana's will was reportedly changed against her wishes following her 1997 death. According to the website Cheat Sheet, the executors of her will did not honor details as she'd laid them out. At the time of her death, Diana had a net worth of about $22 million. Her will stated that 75% of her jewels and possessions would be divided between her children, Prince William and Prince Harry, with the remaining 25% to be divided among her 17 godchildren. The rest of the estate, worth about $31.5 million now, was to be placed in a trust for her sons until they each turned 25. But the executors of the will, Diana's own mother and sister, made changes. Instead, the princes got access to the income in their trust at 25, but they weren't able to access any of the residuary estate until 5 years later. It's estimated that Prince William and Prince Harry then both received about $16 million on their 30th birthdays. The family has never spoken about why these changes were made. He's the galaxy's most famous smuggler. Now a piece of Han Solo can be yours. The jacket worn by Harrison Ford in The Empire Strikes Back is being auctioned off next month, and it's expected to fetch $1.3 million.
Come on.
You're imagining things.
Am I? Then why are you following me? Fredo's gonna leave without giving you a goodbye kiss?
It's one of 600 iconic film artifacts being sold by London's prop store on September 20th. Also on the auction block is the fedora worn by Indiana Jones in Raiders of the Lost Ark. But it's not only Harrison Ford memorabilia. There's a Bubba Gump hat from Forrest Gump, Tyler Durden's robe from Fight Club, Johnny Depp's Edward Scissorhands costume, and Marty McFly's hoverboard from Back to the Future 2 can also be yours.
He's on a hoverboard!
If you'd rather window shop, hundreds of rare pieces will be on public display starting September 6th. A childhood dream got a happy ending and some slightly confusing wedding photos. Brittany and Brianna Dean are identical twin sisters. Since kindergarten, they've wanted to marry identical twin brothers. As Brittany says, "We knew the chances were incredibly scarce, but not impossible. Marrying twins was so important to brothers Josh and Jeremy Sawyers, they vowed not to get married unless they fell for twin sisters." 1 year ago at the annual Twins Days Festival in Twinsburg, Ohio, that's exactly what happened. They met the Dean sisters at the world's largest annual gathering of twins. At this year's festival, Brittany and Josh tied the knot alongside Brianna and Jeremy. To stay with the wedding's theme of Twice Upon a Time, the joint ceremony was performed by twin ministers. The happy couples plan to live under one roof and raise their families together. Brianna called the wedding a fairy tale come true. According to dermatologists, magnetic masks can reduce the signs of aging and brighten your skin, which is why we've got today's top 30 steal. An Avani Supreme Magnetic Mud Mask at a special 86% discount. This mask has been formulated by blending Dead Sea mud with natural plant extracts, essential oils, vitamins, and iron. The purifying properties of the Dead Sea mud and the magnetic properties of the iron draw out impurities like dirt and dead skin. Then the magnet lifts them all away, so no more clogged pores. The moisturizing properties of the natural plant extracts and essential oils leave your skin soft and glowing. The Avani Supreme Magnetic Mud Mask retails for $170, but today you can buy it for just $24. That's an 86% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's hometown stories from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, for far too many children, summer vacation isn't a time of rest and relaxation. Instead, it means going hungry until school starts again. But one organization is working to feed kids all summer long. Dr. Patricia Hauser started Potter's House Community Development Program 16 years ago. It partners with the state to provide free breakfast, lunch, and snacks to kids in need throughout the Tampa community. In our second story from Fox 29 Philadelphia, one father is channeling his grief into positive change. Corey McCabe tragically lost his 17-year-old daughter, Breeze, to a drug overdose in June. He decided to write an open letter in his local newspaper to share his daughter's story and destigmatize public discussions about drug addiction.
People are dying because they're ashamed to come forward because of public ridicule. That's nonsense. That has to stop.
And Corey started the organization Alive Today to create a support network for other people struggling to overcome addiction. In our final story from Fox 2 Detroit, 2 years ago, Betsy Davenport lost her brother Tyler in a car accident. One of the things that always reminded her of him was his beloved moped, but Betsy decided to sell it when she couldn't get it to start. Well, that's where Hugh Tucker stepped in. Initially, Hugh wanted to buy the moped, but when he heard about Betsy's story, he went above and beyond to help. He fixed up the moped free of charge, and he even donated $250 to Tyler's memorial fund. And Betsy said she couldn't be more grateful for Hugh's kindness. A report on Facebook accessing bank information is causing controversy. The Wall Street Journal reported that Facebook approached several large banks about turning over financial information, like card transactions and account balances. Those banks include Chase, Wells Fargo, Citibank, and U.S. Bank. Facebook reportedly wants to incorporate banking features into its Messenger chat application. The site has been under scrutiny for how it handles privacy. A political data firm called Cambridge Analytica accessed information on about 87 million users without their knowledge. Facebook denies asking for data on individual transactions, but it does want to put banking features into Messenger. Users could check their balance, report fraud, or reach customer service by chatting their bank. The idea is that users can do some banking without having to wait on hold over the phone. Messenger can already be linked to PayPal accounts. Citibank users in Singapore can chat the bank through Messenger, so can American Express users in the U.S. Facebook says users have to opt in to any banking features. Actress Evangeline Lilly may be best known for playing Kate Austin on the hit TV show Lost. But some things that were not lost on her were times she felt uncomfortable on set. In a recent podcast interview, Lilly described a situation where she was pressured into doing a partially nude scene, and she felt like she didn't have the power to stand up for herself. She said, "I was mortified, and I was trembling, and when it finished, I was crying my eyes out, and I had to go on and do a very formidable, very strong scene thereafter." After hearing her comments, Lost creators and executive producers apologized to Lilly, saying in a joint statement, "No person should ever feel unsafe at work, period." Lilly is now promoting the film Ant-Man and the Wasp, and she says she's made it a point to advocate for herself ever since. Well, parents hire tutors for many reasons, to help with homework, maybe some test prep. Well, now you can add playing Fortnite to that list. According to a Wall Street Journal report, parents are paying tutors $10, $20, $35 an hour to train their kids in the online game. As Fortnite has grown to 125 million users since launching last July, parents say their kids aren't only being pressured to play with and against friends, but to actually be good, too. A few hours of coaching can be a huge confidence boost before heading into the battle. But it's not just besting classmates. Fortnite training may also have potential monetary benefits. In May, the game's developer pledged $100 million in prize money for Fortnite competitions. Some colleges are even offering scholarships to students who might better their school's esport programs. Knowing that, where can I find a Fortnite tutor? Okay, let's move on now. Health officials will begin studying injuries from electric scooters. Doctors at Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital are planning to track injuries from electric scooters, according to the New York Times. Companies like Bird, Lime, and Spin leave the shared scooters out in public places. They can be rented through a smartphone app where users pay about $1 to unlock them and about 15 cents per minute to ride. They travel up to 15 miles per hour. The companies encourage riders to wear helmets, but so far none of the companies are able to see who's actually wearing one. Doctors say they need information on potential health risks as scooter companies expand to more cities. There have already been some reports of injuries. A woman in Dallas suffered cuts and bruises after hitting trolley tracks and flipping over face first. A man in Indianapolis broke his orbital bone and needed stitches after hitting a pothole. One of the doctors in San Francisco says, "We have to do the hard work of looking at the data to determine if there's truly a trend." It spans 13,000 miles, took some 2,000 years to build, and now you can call the Great Wall of China home for a night. Airbnb is offering four lucky winners the chance to spend an evening in an open-air tower atop the world wonder. The once-in-a-lifetime experience includes a gourmet dinner, a sunrise hike along the wall, and a calligraphy lesson. What it won't include, Wi-Fi, heating, or TV. Despite the wall being built to keep invaders out, wannabe travelers must answer the following questions to enter the contest. Why is it more important now than ever to break down barriers between cultures? How would you want to build new connections? If you're not chosen, don't worry. Airbnb offers new night at trips each month, with past sleepovers taking place at Fenway Park and Dracula's Castle. So when it comes to exotic locations, you've got options. All right, more Americans are turning to books to help with their anxiety. According to a new report from Barnes & Noble, sales of books about anxiety are up more than 25% over the past year. The retailer says we may be living in an anxious nation. Some of the store's best-selling titles in the category are The Anxiety and Phobia Workbook, The Worry Trick, and Rewire Your Anxious Brain. According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, about 40 million adults suffer from anxiety. But there's some good news. Americans are also shopping for books on how to increase happiness. The store says sales of books about finding happiness were up 83% over the same period. Best-selling happiness books included Designing Your Life and Hardwiring Happiness. The president of the Brain and Behavior Research Foundation said the increase speaks to the fact that people are more focused on their emotions and emotional health. Health experts say to talk to someone if you need more help with anxiety. Inclusive new equipment at Inverness Beach in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, is giving disabled people a chance to take a dip. Using rubber mats and specialized wheelchairs, the Moby chairs move through the sand, making the beach accessible for those who are wheelchair-bound. The project cost about $350,000 and includes two of the Moby chairs that push through the wet sand with ease and two floating wheelchairs that give users the ability to get in the water. Callum McQuarrie broke his neck in a diving accident 23 years ago at Inverness Beach, but has returned thanks to the Moby chairs. He says, "Yesterday, I drove down to the beach on the mats, and I sat down on the beach with my family without them lifting me on the beach for the first time." According to local news, it's the first of its kind on the East Coast, and it's attracting visitors from all over who are anxious to try the new amenities. Now, this one sounds like something out of Jurassic Park. A new study published in the journal Nature says a species of big, hungry lizards could invade the southern U.S. The South American tegu lizard can grow to be over 4 feet long, and they were first brought to the U.S. in Florida, where they were kept as pets. But wild populations started appearing when owners let the lizards go free. Now, scientists predict the tegu lizards could start a northward trek and spread to places as far away as central Texas and the Carolinas. Lead researcher Dr. Lee Fitzgerald says they are voracious, omnivorous, predatory lizards that can live in a variety of habitats. But we can't know what is going to happen or how intense this invasion is going to become until the effects are upon us. Tegus enjoy eating alligator eggs, insects, fruits, and birds, and could have a profound impact on the natural ecosystems in the American South. Experts say the most important thing the public can do is never release non-native species into the wild. And that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Rents in some of America's most expensive cities are getting more affordable, but not for everyone. Plus, some Snapchat users are trying to bring the app's filters into real life using plastic surgery. And as kids start heading back to school, we'll have some expert advice to help them learn and tackle that homework. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day. We'll be right back.